The Dorset Theater Festival in Dorset, Vermont continues its 40th anniversary season with the regional premiere of Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery under the direction of Jen Weinman, running through July 29th in Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson must crack the mystery of the Hound of the Baskervilles before a family curse dooms its latest heir. The ensemble cast is led by Liz Wiseon, whose portrayal of Sherlock Holmes lends a fresh twist to the much-beloved sleuth, joined by Dave Quay, who plays Dr. John Watson, the detective's trusted confidant. And it is a great pleasure to welcome Liz and Dave to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Very nice to have you. That was wonderful. In sync. That was very nice.
We are a team.
Yes, you are a team. Yes, you are Holmes and Watson, so that would make sense. Liz, what is it like to be Sherlock Holmes?
It's very exciting. It's very exciting to be taking on this iconic role and to give it a fresh perspective as a female actor. I believe it's the first time that it has been done.
I was going to ask you
that. Sherlock
Holmes. Is it the first time?
Yeah. As far as I know, yeah.
So like a Doctor Who thing going. That's good.
Right. Yeah. Luckily, we have not had the kind of negative backlash that that casting has gotten, as I've read. But perhaps I just haven't seen it.
Now, from what I have seen, you have been with this show for a little while, right? You've had some.
I did, yeah. I did a totally unrelated production of this show at the Old Globe in San Diego 2 years ago, but I played a different track. I played I play Sherlock and Dave plays Watson, and then there are three actors who play something like 45 other characters. And so 2 years ago, I played the female track that plays 15 different characters.
The track.
And
at what point did it come on your radar that you could play Sherlock?
It had not occurred to me. I mean, I feel very fortunate to be acting in a time where we're starting to see opportunities for women to play roles that have been men before. But what happened was in March, the director, Jen Weinman, who I've worked with before, called and said, would you be interested in playing Sherlock? And I was like, oh, yeah. It had never occurred to me before. But, I came in and auditioned. And I know that she saw men and women for both Sherlock and Watson, because she didn't know for sure that she wanted to have a woman playing one or either of those. But I think she wanted to just open up the realm of possibilities. And these are how the cards fell.
So, David, playing Dr. Watson in this circumstance, what is that like? And how did you come to this particular role?
Well, I came to it in a similar way to Liz. You know, I heard about the audition and showed up, and here we all are. but I also am grateful to be living in a moment when it's possible for women to play these roles, because what a bummer it would be to miss out on Liz's Sherlock Holmes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What kind of discussions? Is there a discussion that says, okay, this is how Sherlock will be the same, this is how Sherlock will be different, this is how, or doesn't?
Well, I mean, we did not change any of the pronouns in the play. So, you know, Sherlock is still referred to as Sir and he and his. But I think because I am a woman and because, you know, I'm not playing it like a man, nor am I playing it like a woman, although I'm not totally sure what either of those things mean, as, you know, we're also in a time where we were sort of questioning what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman? And what are those, how do people decide, well, that's a mannish thing to do or a femaleish thing to do? I think we're becoming aware that maybe those labels aren't helpful anymore, or at least they're rather limiting. So, I mean, I am a woman, so I'm coming to the role with whatever experiences I have had. But I'm just thinking of it as this character, this detective, who is very curious and very sharp and very witty and brilliant. And I'm not really thinking of it in terms of gender, and I don't think I need to be.
Mm-hmm. And those were the discussions that took place in rehearsal that you didn't have to do that. We could just play this as
Sherlock.
Yeah, I mean,
we sort of thought, you know, the first day we thought like, well, you know, do we want to think of it as a woman who is having to pretend to be a man because of the world that she's living in? And I think we kind of just decided that that was like a hat on a hat. Mm-hmm. You know, that there was kind of enough going on in the story already. And also it's a farce. You know, there's a lot going on and there's a lot of fun silliness happening. And that just seemed to kind of complicate things in a way that we didn't need to.
Because you brought up hats, and I wouldn't ask this question if you hadn't. But do you have to wear that little
hat? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the cape. And the cape, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. Excellent. And for you, it's mm-hmm. less than as far as figuring out that, but also then to play opposite a female Sherlock Holmes and...
Yes, that's true. Well, for
and
me,
add your brilliance.
Well, it's mainly for me about the bowler hat.
Yes. Well, of
no,
course.
As Liz said, I think labels and those particular kinds of labels, or any label in general, is kind of unhelpful. And in our rehearsal process, we didn't spend a whole lot of time talking mm-hmm. about it. The point is, Liz is playing Sherlock, and mm-hmm. she brings to it something different, I think, even than another woman would bring to it. And that wasn't I wouldn't describe that as the primary factor that influences her performance. You know, I mean, we're she's such a wonderful actress
actor,
that's right.
Yes.
And as are the other three really wonderful members of the company. Well, golly, thanks. Caitlin Clothier, Brian Owen, and Raji Asan are our other three mm-hmm. Performers, and everybody in the room. I mean, it was a really special mm-hmm. company of people, and I think, you know.
I want to get to this idea.
That made it wonderful.
I want to get to this idea that Liz brought up, which is there's a lot going on. This is a farce, so there's a lot happening, which is really fun, right? But also, with a lot going on, is a lot can go wrong, and that's...
and does.
No, but that's all part of the fun,
sure.
right?
Yeah, I mean, we have an incredible crew backstage who are doing an amazing job. I mean, there are costume changes that have to happen in, like, 10 seconds. It's really astounding how quickly characters go, how quickly actors go from one character to another. I think it would probably be interesting to watch the backstage show and see what's happening back there. But we're not selling tickets for that yet.
Right. Well, and as Liz said, you know, it's I don't know exactly how many, 40-some characters that are played by those other three actors. And, you know, it's not just that they play each of those characters once. Mm-hmm. A lot of those characters recur. So mm-hmm. basically between every scene is a quick change, mm-hmm. you know, in or out or back into somebody else.
Yeah, I think there had to be like a whole spreadsheet to figure out like what costume to put on first, and then you put another costume on top of that, and the third on top of that, and so then that one comes off quickly, and then you put this other jacket off, and then that one comes off, and you play that character, and then you take that other one off, and it's like, it's calculus.
Yeah, it is, right. Yeah. Luckily, some of our ASMs have math backgrounds, so we're able to,
I think it was well, now I don't remember the actor who told me this. Some very wonderful stage actor once told me that when you do a role like that and there's so much going on and it is a farce, that for the audience to have fun, you all have to be having fun, and mm-hmm. you can't forget that. You can't get lost in the mechanics of it. It has to be mm-hmm. fun for all of you.
Yeah. And part of what makes, I think part of what allows it to be fun is a sense in the room. You know, you mentioned our director, Jen Wineman. She created an environment in the rehearsal space where it was okay to fail, mm-hmm. you know, because coming in and introducing a lot, you know, putting a lot out on the table allows you then to find things that you may not otherwise have imagined if you're working on it in kind of an intellectual way, you know. So she created an environment where we were able to play in a very freeing and free way, so that what we arrived at is something that really is of all of us in the room, and it's not just based on one person's idea or something. It's really of the play we did together, and we continue to discover stuff nightly on stage and almost make each other laugh on stage nightly.
Yeah, I mean, she would encourage us to, you know, bring in your dumbest idea.
Yeah.
And often it's the dumbest idea that winds up being the most brilliant idea.
Okay, so now here's a really talk show question. You ready? What was your dumbest idea?
How do you pick the
I think Dave has a dumb idea. What was your dumb
idea? Oh, I had many. That's all. The first one that comes to mind, I think almost exclusively, I think it'd be a shorter list of excellent ideas. But the dumb idea, I won't say what it is because I don't want to ruin it, but I will say that I made a suggestion related to NSYNC as a joke.
Yeah.
One day in rehearsal, and our you know, adventurous willing director gave it a shot, and now it is a moment in our show.
It's dumb. It's so great.
It's so dumb,
I love it.
But it always just gets a great response, and you know.
But that's the fun thing is that there are so many parts of the show that are, you know, dumb in the most fun, entertaining way, and
yeah.
Sometimes it's nice to just go to the theater and be able to laugh and let loose and be entertained.
Well, and something that's cool about this show, too, is that the show will hold that. You know, we are still after telling the story of the Hound of the Baskervilles.
Yes.
I mean, we are still interested in, especially in that relationship that is at the heart of all of those stories. And I grew up reading those stories and that relationship of Holmes and Watson and the way that they complement each other, actually, and in some way kind of need each other to move productively through the world. That is still a component of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And yet, spinning around that, kind of orbiting it, is this kind of farce. And so that's part of what's fun about this show is the counterpoint of those things.
And you can't, this is what always amazes me about when people take on a version of Sherlock Holmes, is that it speaks to the solid nature of the source material that you're able to take it in a gazillion different directions and it still works.
And it'll hold, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think it's a great way to expose people, maybe young people who have not experienced Sherlock Holmes yet.
Well, that is something else I wanted to mention. This is a family-friendly production.
It
this is something that you can bring the kids to, and it'll be fun. They'll get the NSYNC joke. It'll be great.
I believe they're recommending it for 8 and above.
8 and above. Well, that's good. Yeah. I read in your bio, Liz, you're a skiddy.
I am. Are you a thoroughbred yourself?
No. I live near Saratoga, and I just thought I'd bring up the fact that you were.
Yeah. No, we were on the drive over, and I was looking at Google Maps, and I was like, oh, I'm so close to Saratoga Springs.
Well, the track opens today. So
I know. I heard that.
Yeah. So
maybe when we're done here, we'll go.
Post time at 1 o'clock, for those of you interested. Well, in the meantime, after the races, you can go and is it Ludwig or Ludwig? Do we know?
Ludwig. Although now
Have you met Ken?
I have. Well, he didn't come here, but I met him in San Diego.
Okay.
He came and helped us out a bit.
Excellent. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, runs at the Dorset Theater Festival through July 29th. For more information, you can visit dorsettheaterfestival.org, dorsettheaterfestival.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Liz Wisen and Dave Quay, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Again, dorsettheaterfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.